So let's get down to brass tacks.
Let's do it.
We've covered Pokemon. We've covered shits. What else we got today?
That's about it. That's about as far as we get.
Do you like movies? I watched an interview. I watched the, Mark Maron interview. And what I came prepared with is was that a joke that you wrote the Draven?
No.
That's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
Can we get into the Draven?
Let's make it right now.
What's the Draven? What's the Draven about? Half man, half
dragon. Man. He was half man, half dragon. Yeah, exactly.
Why is it Draven?
And he would hunt dragons, and that's the deal. And it wasn't comedic. It was like a hardcore fucking fantasy action movie.
That's what made me laugh so hard. Which top? What half? Like, was he dragon head, man's body?
No. He looked just like a good looking dude with just like fucking kind of translucent skin and muscles. You know.
Dude, it just got glossed over. I was like, that was the funniest thing I've ever heard. The Draven. What is the root of the word?
Why is it Draven?
Yeah, that's me and the guy who wrote it, Ben Best, who's no longer with us. We it was right when we first moved out to Los Angeles. We were just trying to like write as much stuff as we could, and we had no sense of what our voice was going to be or what we were going to try to get into. And there was a few nights where we worked pretty hardcore on a fantasy movie called The Draven. But you know what? The script was fucking good, dude.
I'm telling you, it sounds fucking sick, dude.
I don't want to spoil it, but what happens to The Draven, dude?
Well, you know what? It has a pretty dark ending, which is what I liked about it, which is that this is so ridiculous to get into this, but I'm going to pitch the whole fucking thing.
Please.
Yeah. It starts where there's like this kingdom and this dragon fucking rolls in while they're having some celebration, kills all these people, and then leaves the prince for dead.
Oh.
The prince starts to transform into a fucking Draven, okay? So he's sort of like...
keep saying Draven.
It's a Draven. It's like everyone should know. It's like a Dracula, you know? It's like, whether it's a dragon, it's a Draven. So he starts
like a raven dragon.
He starts to be kind of like shunned from the people in his kingdom because he's becoming this fucking creature.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there is a man who has been a draven for quite some time
who
comes in and fucking takes the prince under his wing, and they're going to go hunt the dragon that fucked him up, and it's like killing all the villagers, and they're going to go kill the dragon.
Sounds awesome.
And so the man is like teaching this young dude how to like use his draven skills. Now the twist comes in this. You get the backstory of the guy who was the original draven, and you get that he used to travel with another partner, and that partner is dead. And what you find is that draven's always sort of like travel in twos, and that's the whole movie is about that. You're like, oh, they're traveling in twos, and then you don't find out till the very end why they travel in twos. When it's time to kill the dragon, the only thing that can kill it is a blade with the blood of another draven.
Fuck.
So they have to fucking fight each other at the end, and whoever dies, their fucking heart coats the blade. That's what kills the dragon.
Fuck.
That's
how
it,
did
guys.
You not? How did you not make this?
That's it.
So the budget is $250 million.
What was awesome too is the movie was written where it was like the young guy, you're thinking it's his movie.
Yeah.
And it's not. The old guy fucking kills him easily and then kills the dragon and then goes off to be by himself again.
Oh.
It's a dark story, man.
Yeah.
It's very dark dragon material.
That's good.
Damn, dude.
Finally, a dark dragon movie.
Dude, how is that not? Did you ever pitch it? Like,
we wrote it. We wrote the whole script. At one point, I was like, maybe I should turn this into a comic book. It was like a fucking 120 pages. It was thick, dude.
God, damn. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Well, it's always impressive when someone does comedy and then you hear they're doing like, as you were saying, you're doing like, you had a time, didn't you have like a timepiece too, like a history piece?
We did. Like, we were, everything we were writing was basically not comedy. We wrote one thing together called Most Scariest that was about like a frat house that's haunted. It was just a bunch of frat guys like scared the whole movie. And yeah, that was the only comedic thing we had kind of worked on.
That's pretty sick.
And in that movie never got made. So that wasn't even worth our time.
Yeah, dude, we're excited about this because we both saw Eastbound and just acted like you for about a decade.
That's perfect. How old were you guys when you saw it? Like 10? No.
So
I was like, out was 30.
Yeah. I was a loser at home. I was at home. I was like, yeah, I'm pretty much Kenny Powers, dude. I'm just at home being a loser, but I'm still the fucking man.
We were in college, right? I was in college pretty much. Yeah.
So that was kind of the ripe age for it. I mean, that's who we were making it for.
23. Yeah. It was. I mean, it was a revelation. I saw that. I didn't know. This is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
My dad watched it. My dad was like, that's good stuff.
Yeah, this is
good entertainment.
The dads are like, this is good.
Exactly what I want you and your college friends watching.
Finally, something. You brought me something good, son.
Yeah, I told my dad to watch Alpha Dogs. I thought he'd like it.
Alpha Dogs?
The beginning scene's a fucking MMF. Bro, MMF threesome. I told my parents. I forgot that was in it. I'm so jaded to just like porn. I was like, yeah, check out Alpha Dogs. You guys will like it. My mom and dad watch it. She's like, dude, there's an MMF threesome in the very beginning. I was like, dude, I totally
forgot. It's also like cool. It's also like super cool white dudes acting like cholos. My dad would hate nothing more.
True.
White dudes with tattoos. He'd be like, what the fuck is this shit?
True.
White I haven't guys. Seen Alpha Dogs. What is Alpha Dogs?
Justin Timberlake plays a cholo.
Oh, the movie Alpha Dogs. I was thinking, is this some like Netflix show I haven't heard of that's in its sixth season?
No,
like,
this is years ago.
The movie. Yeah, Alpha Dogs, of course, dude.
Alpha Dogs ruled, but my dad would not like
it. The beginning was tough. That's a tough pitch in the beginning.
Yeah, who's having the
MMF threesome? It's two dudes and a girl.
Two alpha dogs.
One of them had to die.
Yeah.
Because two alphas can't share a woman like that.
Of course.
I took my mom and my sister to go see The Wolf of Wall Street on Christmas Day when it came out. And it was like an opening.
Coke
was like,
out of an asshole.
Dude, coke out of the asshole. And then I'm sitting there just thinking like, fuck, I brought my mom to this. And then I hear my mom like lean over to my sister and she says, Leonardo DiCaprio is so good looking. And I'm like, that's what she took out of the scene. Like she wasn't disgusted by it. I was like, she's in. We can watch all 3 hours of this. This is going to be great.
Yeah, my brother told my parents to watch Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. And that's all about like killing your parents and like doing heroin. Yeah. That was terrible.
There's
was
nothing
not
worse,
nice.
Dude. I'll still watch a movie with my parents. If there's a sex scene, I leave the room. Well, me or my dad will leave the room. Someone will
I take a knee. I take a knee the whole time.
Yeah, but then whoever's left, if my dad leaves, then I'm just stuck with my mom.
That's no good.
Or if I leave, then my parents are just watching porn together.
Best
Why
case
not?
Scenario.
Why not?
That's
Why
best
not?
I gotta
case
leave
scenario.
With my dad. Then it looks like we're both jerking off.
I don't say anything. I just lay on the floor. I just get up and lay on the floor.
Dear feet.
Can we order pizza?
Well, dude, your headquarters is pretty tight.
This is where it all happens, dude. This is all the magic right here at pretty this tight. Fucking table.
Really?
Every bit of it, sure. Yeah.
That's where you pitch everything.
People play Magic the Gathering around this fucking thing. You know, it's perfect. Yeah.
Did you ever play Magic the Gathering?
I didn't. I think it hit like right as I was too old to be doing shit like that.
I was like young and I saw the kids that played it. They were all dorks.
Yeah.
But I always loved looking at the cards.
I always thought
I didn't
like
know how to play it.
I just liked collecting shit when I was a kid. So I was like, God, there's all these things you can collect and now do stuff with it. You know? Yeah. I'm Pokemon all of it. My son's like massively into Pokemon.
Yeah.
But I don't think he even plays it. I think they just like collect the cards. I don't think he even knows how to play it. I've tried to ask him, like, what do you do with these things? Like, I thought it was like a blood sport where like you compete against each other and like if you beat someone, you get to keep
your shit.
He's like, no, we don't play like that.
It's gentleman's game.
Yeah. It's like, what do y'all do? You just look at the cards together? Gentleman's what the fuck is
Pokemon.
This?
I was too old when Pokemon hit and I got into it secretly.
So did I.
I quietly got into it.
I used my little brother to get into it. Like I kind of like it was like a proxy thing. Yeah, I let him watch and I'd watch with him. Like I'll check it out. My I knew friend. Every single one of them. It was well. There was 152, I think, back when. Then they set up the Johto leagues and all that shit. And it was like,
wait, what?
The original Pokemon were 152.
What's the second thing you named?
Johto. Then they said the Johto leagues. Now that's
the Johto leagues.
The Johto leagues.
I didn't know you were a Pokemon expert.
Dude, I used to play. I used to watch the game. I watched the show after school in high school. And then I would eat like 40
Megabytes.
Yeah, dude. I'm a couple years of senior, so I would watch I'd watch it with my brother, and then I would go play Game Boy and take a shit and play Pokemon on Game Boy.
It's great. It's
I knew
Game
all
Game Boy's made for. Yeah.
Yeah. My friend let me borrow his Game Boy Color. It was nice, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Played Pokemon. Had to hide it from my parents.
Because it's devil.
If my dad knew I was playing Pokemon, he'd be like, what the football's coming up, dude.
So how many Pokemons are there right now?
I have no.
I think there's
clue,
like 2,000.
I mean, apparently binders full if you like go by my son's like collection.
That's the hard hitting questions we're talking about.
How many Pokemons are there?
Mr. McBride, how many fucking Pokemons even are there?
Well, I think there's a shitload of Pokemons these days.
Yes.
Yeah, we had Pogs. Pogs, that was cutthroat.
Yeah.
You take what you got. If you played Pogs
and
with someone.
I never did them either, but they were, once again, they were like little.
You know, slammer?
Slammer.
But again, that was like, Pogs was like. I feel like kids just made up the rules. Whoever was the bully of the group just made the rules up. We're like, I get that pug.
Yeah, they were cardboard circles, and you would just like pay $40 for them. And then I used to play with my cousin. When we would play, I would play someone. My cousin would go behind him and just start gouging their shoebox of pogs and just stealing them.
And that was it.
Yeah, we'd play. We had a little, nice little thing going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever play any cool games?
I missed it all, man. I mean, I like, you know, when I was a kid, it was like the birth of video games. So that was like, you know, that's what we were rocking.
Yeah.
We weren't trying to like do shit in front of each other.
Tiddlywinks.
You know? We ain't playing tiddlywinks. My friends are hardcore. We play Super Mario Brothers. We beat Zelda.
So what else is going
on? Damn it, I knew this was gonna happen, dude.
No, we got good questions.
Flew down here and shit the bed, dude.
No, we didn't, dude.
I was taking a piss, by the way, dude.
You were not. That was a fucking you were marking your territory.
Crap introduction, dude. Walked out of the bathroom. He's like, "What, you taking a shit?" I was like, "Fuck, fuck." I actually walked out, walked back. I saw you. I was like, "Oh, I gotta dry my hands more."
It's the worst because like this is sort of like we have a pretty small writer's room for the shows that we're on, but this is where we write, and that's the bathroom right there. So like anytime anybody goes in there, you gotta be a fucking silent assassin, or else you're made fun of for the entire day. If that shit makes one noise coming out, everybody in this room is making that noise for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Living with Chris and Tommy, our bathroom. I play video games all day, obviously. And the bathroom was right next to it. He drinks a lot, so his shits. And he's an old man. He shits like a loud old man. I'd be like, "Yo,
shut up." The fuck? Yeah, having someone hearing you shit. That was the worst night of my life when we came back from that show, and it was like 2 a.m. I took a shit in his apartment. It was him and his girlfriend. It was like she was trying to get in the bathroom. So I was in there shitting. I felt so bad that like for your girlfriend that like they're just an old man shitting in her bathroom at 2:30 in the morning. Yeah. And like it took me a while. I've passed the point now where it's like I'm gonna finish everyone I take. I'm not getting up early.
Dude, she came
so
in.
I sat there for like 35 minutes.
She came in the bedroom and was like, "I think someone's in the bathroom." I was like,
"I could hear.
Yes, I could hear." I started fucking. Who's in there? What are you doing in there?
I could hear you guys talking.
You stink, dude. he's got like diet stuff.
Oh, dude.
So he eats, yeah.
Stuff that makes your shit smell bad.
Yeah, I have all kinds of weird food things. So I have I can't eat gluten.
He can
stuff.
Hit a
so
mean
I take
dump
like
in a New York.
Gluten's what makes people's shit smell delicious, right? that's what that is.
Yeah, I take like Mesoamerican dumps, dude. I dump like a Babylonian, dude. It's fucking so gross.
That's why they build pyramids.
I mean, like Teflour.
They just store all that fucking Indian dump, dude.
Yeah. So what else? Pokemon.
We did Pokemons.
Dravens.
Yeah, we did that Kings. We did a Kings sketch, and we were like, we should make this a show. And then we were like, yeah, they already did that. They did a movie about this already. We made a midi. We just made that movie.
Yeah, perfect.
We're like, we filmed
Let's
it.
Let's watch it.
We're like, great. And then we got done, and it was like, oh, that's that.
Yeah, it's all right. There needs to be more medieval comedy, though.
I want a Civil War
period.
Comedy.
Yeah, there's that's not mine. A lot of Civil War comedy.
I need a good
there.
Civil War comedy, dude. I don't have the end of it, but two guys get drafted. They're like horse thieves. They're idiots. And then they get drafted, or they get arrested. And like, you can either join the Union or go to jail. So then they have to join the Union. They're the only dudes that are like normal dudes. Everyone else is like an old Civil War movie. Like, come on, men, forward. Like, what the fuck is this guy talking
what's
about?
What's happening?
Yeah, just with some gratuitous violence.
That's not bad. Like
two normal dudes.
Asheville, North Carolina. Have you all ever been there before?
No.
It's a pretty awesome town, but they have all these like hot springs and stuff around there. And that, you know, during the Civil War, they would send soldiers who were injured there to like just chill and recuperate.
Nice.
And I was like, you've never seen a Civil War movie just about dudes that are just like fucking chilling in hot springs while all the fighting's going on the front line, you know? I was like, that's the end. That's the Civil War movie.
That'd be tough to get out of that. That'd be tough to get out of that hot tub.
Yeah, man.
It's like back to the Civil War.
Yeah, didn't most people never really get a hot bath?
No.
Why would they? Yeah, it's almost like they wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they did. They would like just heat up.
Yeah, I guess
just put
so.
Fire under a fucking
dude,
copper bin.
I was listening to Shannon Sharpe's podcast. He didn't take a hot shower till he was 22.
He's fibbing, dude.
Dude, he said he didn't take a hot shower till he was 22. You're saying Uncle Shay Shay's fibbing about
Shay
the hot shower?
Fibbing, dude.
He said he didn't take a hot bath. He said he didn't go to the bathroom indoors till he was 22.
That's pretty cool.
A young Shannon Sharpe was just dumped. You could have caught Shannon Sharpe in the woods, dude.
He would have been dumping in the woods in like the 80s.
Yeah, dude. He's down from like the rural south.
I think he's Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Was he out? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess he was in the outhouse.
And that was by choice or because?
It was by choice.
Like sounds like choice.
He decided the way the air hit the tank. You know? Like,
how old is Shannon Sharpe, dude? That must have been the 80s. He was shitting out in the woods.
Was. He's from fucking Chicago.
He claims he didn't take a shit inside until he was 22.
He might have been born in Chicago.
Maybe, yeah.
I think he was definitely.
Oh, yeah, he's from the south.
Oh, yeah. He grew up in Georgia.
Yeah.
Born in Chicago. He is.
This is what it's about.
52.
This is it. We're just Googling.
He's 54 years old.
54.
54 years
old. 54. He definitely. Yeah,
he can't take it up with him.
Turlets, dude. He's turlet line.
So you're from down the south way, right?
I am. I grew up in Virginia and then went to college in North Carolina, then lived in LA for almost 20 years and then moved here, I guess, around 2017.
Sick.
And I've been here ever since.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of want to be more. We're in like the historic hotels around over there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be such a gentleman, dude. And as soon as I walked into the building,
oh yeah,
a good day, ma'am.
Oh yeah, it's kind of hard like to miss it. Yeah, Walton Goggins and I, when he was here for Vice Principals, we were in a restaurant. And he was wearing like a fucking hat, and an old man was like, "How dare you?
I actually
take it off."
Dude, I thought of that.
And we were like, "What's he talking about?" He's like, "Take your hat off." And then I just started laughing, just like, "Yeah, you rude motherfucker, take your hat off." What's wrong with you?
I went to
excuse us, by the way.
I was wearing this hat when I went into that restaurant. I was like, "Fuck, wearing a hat." I went to school in North Carolina. I went to college and
what school did you?
I went to Elon.
Oh, I know Elon. In what, Burlington? Or
yeah.
What?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I used to take the Lighthouse. I used to take road trips over there at Elon. Yeah, we went to We were in school in Winston-Salem, so not too far away.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I sneezed in the cafeteria. And this old Southern black janitor came over and was like, disgusting. He's like, you get up from the table to sneeze. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? He was in like an airbrush tall tee. I was like, what are you talking about?
I know. The older I get, though, I kind of do.
Maybe
like,
that was
I like the rules. I kind of
right.
I like that people are like, I think it's, I mean, I do find it kind of funny, but I like it. I'm like, I like acting with my son that like this is how it's always been. Like, you know, you always say sir to me. That's how it always has been, you know. Dad, we lived in California, we didn't have to do that well. We don't live in California.
We're fucking Southern now.
You're gonna fucking do what I tell you here.
So he spent a good portion of his life out in California?
He was six when we moved here, so not too old. I got out of California before he made real friends. That was like my goal. I moved around a lot when I was a kid. And I'm like, we gotta like get if we want to move, we gotta do it before they like get invested here, or else
we'll the Pokemon binder got too big in LA. You'd be like, all right, he's too invested.
These kids will take your cards if we stay out here. They're gonna have more resources than we're gonna have.
Did you ever threaten to like when they were younger to throw their stuff away? That's my only threat I have against my kids.
Time.
I'm just like, if you don't do this, I'm
younger,
throw your stuff
now,
all the trash.
I'll do it now. I'll do it. I'll take a Kindle and put it on top of the trash gently and be like, it's done. Don't ask for it.
Throw away books.
Yeah, dude. That's the only thing to listen to. You take their stuff and you're like,
Kindle is like, all right, good. Keep reading.
Yeah. Well, no, they're using it as a fucking
games
iPad.
And shit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My move is like, I just will like change my tone real fast and start counting. And then they're just like, don't even know what's at stake. They just start flipping out. That's
bomb.
Enough. 1, 2. And then everyone's just kind of like, oh, is the game begun? What the fuck are we going to do right
Countdown.
Now?
It's the only thing to hear.
Countdown as a kid is terrifying. You're like, what's at the end of this? What do I need to do to stop the clock? That's a lot going on, dude.
Yeah, lights go off in the classroom. That was always that always got me kind of like, oh, shit. This lady's
here.
Not fucking around.
What else is up? So what else is going on, dudes?
Not much, man. Dude, I don't know. I've just been digging the South, man. I really might want to come down here and study the ways, dude.
So you were in school in North Kakalaki, huh?
Yeah.
And then you any experience in the South?
No, I was always up in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. That's where my mom is from really? Philly. Yeah.
Sweet.
She grew up in Bucks County.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Rural area.
The rural area. Yep.
It's pretty sick. When how'd you end up down here?
When I was a kid, my parents like all went to school in Georgia. That's where my parents met. And then my dad was a guard in a prison in Lompoc, California. We like lived on the prison reservation when I was really young.
So you met your mom?
Yeah, in prison. Yeah. She was serving time in a men's penitentiary. And we lived out there, and then he got transferred to D.C. for like the Federal Bureau of Prisons. So like nice. That was like when I was maybe like in first or second grade. So we moved to Virginia then, and then just like lived there for the rest of my formative years.
Nice.
My uncle was a warden, and he talks like an old black dude from the 80s.
He just knows
because he's
up.
Just always around those dudes growing up. So he's like, "What's up, Holmes?" And you're like, "Dude, that's
still using the vernacular."
Yeah, he was just like ghetto boys. He's like 70. He was in Vietnam. He came home and became a prison warden. He's out of his mind. Yeah,
I don't remember much about it, but like we lived on the prison that's there in Lompoc. There's like a neighborhood that's like right there, kind of behind the prison. That's where all the people who work in the prison. That's where they live.
Damn.
So it was like all you know. And all I remember is like one night. I mean, I was pretty young when he was doing that. But I remember like one night, like sirens going off. Me and my sister having to like go into my
mom's
room.
That's a countdown, dude.
Yeah, that's a countdown.
That's a real countdown.
Oh. And then my dad getting a shotgun, and then I like peeked out the window, and he's going outside, getting into a truck full of like a bunch of other of my buddy's dads. There was like a jailbreak, and they were like, going to go find the dude.
You got to leave the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave the women and children. The closest buildings. Leave the kids.
They won't want them. They'll want freedom.
True. It's got to be
Wait,
nice.
Who got out? The rapist?
Fuck. Everybody back to your houses.
It's got to feel good clocking out of a prison every day. Like doubly good to get like on Friday at a prison.
God,
you're
I'm
counting
sure
down the clock and you're like oh, later, dude.
Just looking
I'm
at
out.
The guys. Just looking at the guys be like, this is a long day.
What are you up to this weekend? Nothing. Got it. See you on Monday.
I would leave work every day like it was my last day in. I'd go out in like a white T-shirt and jeans and be like, man, it's nice.
Dress down
there. Have a girl pick me up.
Yeah.
Then you commit a crime and then your ass
True.
Is in there with them on Monday.
God
yeah.
damn.
We were just laughing. This isn't the funniest story, but me and Blizz were laughing about this dude in prison. He got a... Well, this is not a funny story. He got beat to death. And
starting out
he got
strong.
Beat to death by, but he got peanut butter jammed up his ass.
What?
And
just for humiliation? Or
I'm not sure if it was lube or humiliation, but either way, I've been laughing
lube.
Very hard about
True, I guess.
Might feel
that
nice.
Was someone's
some
child.
Peanut butter?
Yeah, true.
I know. It's
someone invested,
no, but just
invested the, in that
how
human being.
Horrible that death is. And then at the end, be like, get the peanut butter. Shoving
yeah,
it up a guy's ass.
Yeah, they just tried
there.
To make a sandwich out of him once he was done. That's
right
terrible.
At the end, dude.
Maybe it's the natural peanut butter with the oil on top.
Hopefully.
You know what I mean? Because that it like cements your mouth.
It wouldn't
in
be
place.
The best lube.
No.
Peanut
maybe
oil. It would. I think people fuck jars of peanut butter all the time.
Crunchy would kind of maybe give a rib
Crunchy
simulation.
Negative experience.
I feel like a mouth kind of.
A mouth with a bunch of broken teeth.
Perfect, dude. Perfect.
Yeah, but just beating the hell out of somebody and being like, get the fucking peanut butter, dude.
It's a gross move.
It's a real mean.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Sad way
it's
to go.
It's not how I would go if I was going to kill someone.
It's not what I personally would do,
be
yeah.
More honorable.
Damn, he's like, where's the fluffing? You
yeah,
know the fluff?
Break the fucking fluff, dude.
Break the fucking fluff,
we got
out, dude.
Nutter butter,
dude. About to party, dude. About to stuff this pig, dude.
Then I was like, it'd be funny if it was a white dude. He's like, get the peanut butter. So the impression was like, man, get the motherfucker. Yeah.
Maybe the white dudes would be like, get the almond butter.
It's time to get break out the almonds.
Get the gluten-free bread. We're making a sandwich of this fool.
That always did strike me as funny that white guys become white supremacists in prison.
Yeah.
You think they'd become like activists. You know,
I'd
the best strategy, dude, to be like, yo,
yeah,
where are we at?
I actually hate
Read
everybody
me the numbers,
in here.
Be like, all right, we're Nazis. It's like,
huh, that's all we can pick from? Okay.
Activist is definitely the route.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm a social worker, dude. I'm a social worker.
I think I would just bite someone's face off and just be put into a south of thin area by myself. I would just go crazy, I think.
Yeah, I would. But then you're with like pedophiles. But then you could just bite them, too.
Yeah.
I would right away go to protective custody.
Did you ever see that movie? And what was it in the 80s? That Innocent Man, that Tom Selleck movie?
No.
Where there was like a little spat there of these movies where like regular guys get locked up in prison and then they have to fucking like go and, you know.
Like Shot Caller. Do you see
everybody
that
Everybody knows. Yeah. Everybody knows the rules, too. It's like there's somebody who like starts pushing you around and then you got to fucking shiv them and then everyone respects you after that. And yeah.
Yeah, those probably didn't help.
No,
dudes, regular dudes went to jail. Like, all right, I gotta stab a guy day one.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody comes over, like, hey, is somebody sitting here? You're not gonna bully me, you motherfucker.
Oh, did you ever hear the story about Shaner? At the our one friend went to a weekend like drunk tank, and he had to do weekends for like his third DUI. He went in his first day the weekend like drunk like DUI thing. He sat down next to this like old like just like gravelly voiced white guy with a ponytail and like face tattoos. And like they're sitting down just silently eating next to each other. And a black dude comes to sit down. The old white guy's like, no blacks at the table. And the black guy looked at our friend and was like, for real? And he was like,
got drunk in an open mic.
I'm so sorry. No, I'm not like that.
He looks the part, though.
I know.
Shay, our boy looks like a white supremacist for sure.
He's not.
Dude's dumping in drunk tanks is funny.
Hmm?
Dude's taking a dump in the hole.
It's just in front of everyone,
just a
right?
Steel, yeah, just right a toilet. There.
That's got to be like exhilarating, though.
15
the first
dudes
time.
Sitting around, like, come on, dude.
Oh.
In my high school, when the high school I went to, there was no stall doors.
Yeah,
what
they didn't we want had that kids smoking in there, and you're like, you just held that shit. Like, there's no way that you would be stuck, caught sitting in there taking a dump, and someone just like comes in, and you're just
yeah. Ours was mirror level without the door, so we would shit together.
And we'd all look at each other and talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can also detect smoking without a door, like with or without the door.
Felt like an overreach to me. I mean, it's like there's two sets of tennis shoes under there. Somebody's fucking around, you know? It's like
also clouds of smoke billowing out of the top of the thing.
Yeah, it resulted in our buddy, my friend, he would just come up with a new way to shit. Every day, like a funny way to shit.
Just
and then we would all go watch him.
His
pants. No, he would lay across the top, shit. He would hold himself up. It's incredible.
The doors off of the bathroom on further review does kind of seem like it probably was just some pedophile's idea.
Yeah.
This is the only way to stop smoking.
I'm going
to inspect all the
these
doors
kids.
Off of the men's bathroom.
You're checking little boys' penises for nicotine stains.
Yeah, this is a pedophile at a parent teacher's at a PTA meeting.
I got this under control.
I have a plan. And I'll inspect. I'll
be in there every single day.
Dude,
making sure.
I went to an all boys Catholic high school and we had a gym teacher who would come through the bathroom or the locker room to make sure we all showered after gym class. And he would like, it would be like naked dudes and he'd come and be like, you shower yet? You shower? And like kids would just be butt naked in front of them. I never showered.
I remember being nervous about that. Like going to middle school and them saying like, oh, you're going to have to shower after gym, you know, and just kind of like, I was so stressed about that. Like, really? What?
Yeah.
And then that never happened. You never had to shower. It was too, there wasn't enough time in the day.
Yeah, like, there was never time.
You couldn't finish gym class, fucking take a shower, dry off, get dressed again. These motherfuckers can't tie their shoes in between classes, you know?
You'd be sweaty and wet.
he would come and inspect. He'd be like, you didn't shower, get in there, you didn't shower. And then he would, if they did announcements, he'd be like, you got to freeze. So when he knew you'd come by, so he'd be like, if you were moving while they did announcements, he'd give you a detention. So he came back the one time. And I just pulled my pants down so my ass was out. It just froze. And he came back. He's like, that's all real funny. Real funny. I was like, dude, you caught me in the middle of taking my pants down, dude. My bad. You imagine that now, just showing a gym teacher your ass and him just being like, you little jerk.
It's crazy.
Although showing a gym teacher your ass now would be pretty funny.
It's so funny. Yeah, I used to fight this guy every day. He gave me lots of detentions. So I beat him in sumo wrestling. He was demoing sumo wrestling. He was a guy, he had like a claw hand. He had like a fucked up hand. And I beat his ass in sumo wrestling.
You think he'd be stronger with that?
He was pretty strong, but I was, you know, I was gunning for him.
That's good. You took fucked him down. You showed him what's up.
And then you showed him your ass. You were disrespectful.
Showed him my ass.
You were just fucking wowing him every day. Yeah. Like waving it around his face.
You did the presidential fitness challenge.
Nice hand.
I never passed the president's physical fitness challenge once.
Dude, I used to go.
Pull-ups got me every fucking time. I couldn't do them.
Shit.
They're impossible. I would go for as low as possible.
Yeah. Like run a mile in 6 minutes and do 10 pull-ups.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk.
I try to get the lowest score humanly possible. So
that's
I was like
move.
Slow walking. He's like, oh, no, you're not doing this right. And I was like, dude, it's as fast as I can go. Yeah. Stop pressuring me. I slow walked it as slow as possible. Zero push-ups, zero pull-ups.
Yeah. True. That's it. Like, they always hit us with that. Like, we're think about going back in the day when the presidential fitness test mattered.
Yeah.
Like, we got to worry about the fucking war. We need True. Our young ones you need fucking
be,
you, jacked.
You guys can't be fat. Y'all need
Run.
To be cool.
Run. Yeah.
And that back then, they whoop your ass. The pedophile gym
teacher. Is that
teacher
still around as president's
up.
Physical
There's
fitness
no
test?
No way. No way. No way.
Donald
way.
Trump fitness test.
I'm pretty sure.
The Joe Biden sure. cognizant test.
I think a gym class is just kids playing like wheelchair basketball. Yeah.
We had to wait for rain days to play that. Yeah.
Nowadays, it's fucking shirts versus trans or some bullshit.
Yeah, man. I can't wait. I can't wait till my kids are in high school, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I could wait, but you know, it'd be fun.
Yeah, my son is done with elementary school this year. This is the end of this is now we're getting ready to get into the real stuff.
Into the dickhead years.
Yeah, this is where it's already started.
This is high level problem solving now. Yeah, this is kind of like 40 stuff.
Yeah, and it's all like every one of his little buddies that run around, like they all have phones, like every one of them. Man. They're running around with phones. They hang out and they're so, you know, they're like talking to girls and stuff, but you're still just like, my son doesn't have a phone. I haven't given him one yet because I'm just like, I'll never get him back once I do. No. So we wanted to keep track of him though. See, as opposed to LA, my kid can like leave the house and like go do shit here. And so we need to find a way where we can still keep track of him. So we made him get an Apple Watch, and he like hates it. I think it's like the nerdiest shit to his friends. And then every time we call, everyone around him can hear, like, Declan, where are you? You know, and he's like, fuck. You know, like, I'm trying to soil him on technology and be scarred by it. So he doesn't want it.
He has an Apple Watch, no phone.
No phone, just an Apple Watch. Like, you can do everything you can do on a phone on that Apple Watch, Declan. You know, and he's like, yeah, except talk to my parents in private. You know.
He's like a track talk, dude. You have just ringed his fucking arm.
It really is. Yep.
But you got to do it though, because otherwise, you give him access. If I had unfettered access to the internet as a young kid, I would have never.
Can you imagine?
I got it at 21, and it when I was in college, and it messed me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've like lied to my kids. I said that there's like an app for parents that I can access whenever, and I can see what they're doing in school. I can like see what they're saying to their friends. Like, they really believe that I have access to this thing that like lets me, like, I'm God. I can look at anything that they've done.
Fuck me up, dude. That would fuck me up, because I'd still be like, no way he can. I'm watching porn, dude. There's no way. And be like, fuck, he saw it. He knows. He definitely saw it.
Yeah, I'd be like, what are the guys that cover their heads with a napkin when they eat that pigeon dish? I'd be like fingering a lady. God have mercy on my soul.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I mean, that's. It's basically being a Catholic.
Yeah, true.
Like, God sees always
everything
watching
I'm
you.
Doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're a little kid, that gets to you.
It really does.
Like, he saw me fucking whack off with shampoo.
Yeah.
God, watch me jerk off for an hour.
He doesn't like me. Yeah. He's embarrassed of me.
I think I got grazed
God's
early.
Furious. Meanwhile, it's just genocides going on. Fuck, God's pissed at me.
Yeah, I jerked off on Easter one time, and I was just like, there's no
You jerked
back.
Off on Easter?
Yeah, dude. And I told myself I wouldn't. That was the thing. I was like, dude, I'm dead. I think I got out of a pickle.
I think you get into that. You might like that.
You think
that.
I like the shame?
You set parameters. You're like, I'm not jerking off this day. And they're like, oh my God.
It's like an alcoholic. You're like, I'm not so bad. I don't need booze to get through this event.
Yeah. Like, I'm so bad right now.
Don't expose my kink, dude.
That's a kink, for real. You were doing it when you were young, too? You're trying to avoid it on Easter? He just gave up porn for almost a year.
Thinking about that, too. Just like, oh, tomorrow's Easter. Fuck, I'm going to have to jack off, I bet. I really hope I don't have to jack off at Easter.
Dude, Easter Mass? Coming over from Easter Mass?
I really hope I don't have to jack off on Easter.
Dude, the pastel dresses were out. There was like baby blue
pastel
dresses.
Pastel dresses are so nice, dude.
Sea green. I was just like, Jesus Christ,
yeah.
Dude.
Beautiful women.
Dude, the pastels did it.
Dude, I was like discovering new colors, being like, God, I never saw that color before. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I need to come in my hand.
Damn, I'm going to go to heaven. God's like, you used me to come this whole time? That's fucked up, dude. I'm not there for you to
It was
come.
Wild. Yeah, I gave up whacking off for Lent once.
Did you really?
I will admit, there was something to that.
Yeah, like, dude.
I just have to. This is so
it's
crazy.
The pilgrim's journey, dude.
It is. There is something sexual about being like, I'm breaking a deal right now.
And like, would you tell your folks like what you gave up for Lent? Or no? No, no, no. Guys, big changes here. knocking a jack off to Berlin. Everyone's proud of you.
Yeah. It's my boy. It's my son.
That's my son.
Yeah, we didn't talk about sex. Giving up.
He's at the bar. You're not going to believe this. My son gave up jacking off.
I've never
damn,
been more
Phil,
proud.
You're raising him right.
Yeah, true. Never, we never talked about it at all. No sex talk you, in my
oh,
house.
Oh, sex? Fuck no.
No
yeah,
sex
me either.
Talk.
Like, I mean, even when you would see on sitcoms that people were getting the birds and the bees speech.
Fuck no.
I, to this day, don't know what the fucking birds and the bees speech is. I have no clue what that speech is.
Can you imagine?
I never got it.
Your parents giving you that?
My
how
mom
fucking
tried.
Uncomfortable that
my
would
mom
be?
My mom tried in front of my dad. And he goes, Jesus Christ, Mayor, stop.
Yeah.
He's like, just don't get a girl pregnant.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
Like,
yeah,
how? What? Yeah. So just don't.
Fine. I won't pee in any girl's mouths.
I've got it all figured out.
38. I'm not going to piss in her ear.
Yeah, that's a tough one now. Now it's like you have to like prepare your kid for internet porn. You have to be like, look, you can't fully get into it. You have to like be like, you have to chill on that. Because yeah. that would crush you. If you were 12 and that's what you got your hands on, it would, you're gone.
Yeah.
Like Matrix back.
Disgusting
your
brother, Billy, dude.
Disgusting brothers, dude.
His younger brother is disgusting, dude. He got porn at a very young age, dude.
How young did he get it?
Like
he must have been
the
super
dial
young.
Up, probably 12, I'm gonna say.
Yeah, 12, but you guys had your guys' shit laying around.
True. We had Spanish Fly 14 going around. Yeah. But yeah, my brother got the
dial-up. Portable DVD player, dude. Yeah. That's a fucking.
You come from a very horny family, don't you?
Yeah, I'm
like
one of six.
It's just him and brothers.
I'm one of six.
He's got three other brothers. It's just
everybody's just jacking off on every holiday.
They shared a room, dude.
There's four of us in a room.
They were all jerking off.
And then
there.
So we'd all go to the bathroom. Brothers. It was like prison. We go to the bathroom, we jerk off, and then you could pull the drawer out in a way because we would pick the lock on each other yeah. all the time. So you would have to pull a drawer out, and that would block the door from opening. So anytime you're trying to fap, someone would be like, what are you doing in there? And you're like, dude, I'm sick of shooting. Get out of here. I got to take a shower right after. Don't come in. Yeah, my brother's they sent my little brother. My little brother came back. I was, you know, I'd always used Vaz, obviously. And like, so like, you could, it was audible outside of the
obviously,
door.
Obviously, yeah. So, yeah. I was going to say, you seem like a Vaz guy. Like, I saw that for sure when you came in.
My little
this
brother,
isn't a peanut butter guy. This is a Vaz guy.
It goes without saying. He's a Vaz guy.
Yeah, Vaz in jail is probably like uranium, dude. You get your hands on that.
Yeah.
But my brother heard, he was too young to even know what masturbating was. And he went to my older brother and was like, Matt's in the bathroom. It sounds like. So my older brother just waited until we're in front of all my cousins. He was like, yo, Billy, say what you told me. And they was like, it was like. And I was like, fuck.
Oh, did you cry?
I just beat my little brother up in front of all of us. Yeah. You didn't fucking hear that, dude.